Chulin, Perek Dalet, Part 2, Mishnah Hay. Hashoch des Behema, O Motzabo, Ben Shemoina, Chai, Oimeis. He shechts an animal and it has within it a fetus. But either it's a fetus that's actually died or it's a fetus which is 8 months.
She's going to die, because we say.
Which is not considered viable. Yeah. It's considered like one of its mother's limbs, and everybody agrees that the shechita of the mother renders the fetus permissible. Oy ben tisha meis, or even if it's 9 months old, but it is already dead within the mother, it is mutter by means of the shechita. Karoy o moitzvei esdomoy, he doesn't need to shecht it, even if it's alive. He does have to get rid of all the blood, because there's still an issa to eat the blood. And having done that, he can eat the fetus. And this is what's called ben pakua meat. That if you find an animal, a fetus, within its mother and you shecht it, that ben pakua is mutter and it doesn't need shechita. And what's more, there are no trephus, it's all mutter. You don't need to check the lungs, all the fancy things you would do nowadays. And there's no chaylev and no nikur. You don't need to porge it.
Well, you can just put it through it.
And what's more, if a ben pakua mates with another ben pakua, it doesn't even need shechita min ha-Torah, the offspring. Only midrabanon. And there was a huge controversy a few years ago, because some quite controversial rabbi, actually a nephew of Rabbi Rabbi here, who's a Haredi, but very, let's just say controversial, rabbi in Australia, gives his own hechsherim for things to do. So he arranged with this company to bring up a herd of ben pakua animals. Therefore, we can allow the chaylev to check the trephus, and it will be much easier, much cheaper. He didn't consider the point that unless you get when you go to such a radical, a revolutionary thing, unless you get the backing in black and white of the gedolim, nobody's going to buy it. So I think the company probably folded. But there are some great downsides, because if a ben pakua mates with a regular cow, the halacha is in lo takona lo ilum. Then its offspring has no takona, you can't eat it.
Even with
shechita, nothing. Because since one of the parents was a ben pakua, which doesn't need shechita, it's considered though it's partially shechted. So it's partially shechted, and you're going to do the other part of the shechita now, and therefore there's been shehir, there's been a great gap between the first half of the shechita and the second half. The Gemara says this already. So it's actually quite dangerous to have ben pakua animals running around for fear they'll mate with a non-ben pakua, and then you can't shecht those animals anymore. Anyway, so that is the case which the Gemara is talking about here, that the animal is mutter when you find it inside the mother, but you do have to remove the blood. But that's all. Motza ben tisha chai, but if it's full life fetus, then tong shechita, then it's already got its own independent life, and it doesn't become automatically permissible with the shechita of the mother. The chayev ba'usav espanoi, and you may not shecht it on the same day that you shecht the mother, because there's an issa not to shecht the mother and its offspring on the same day. As we'll see, some say even the father. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chomim omrim shechitas imo metahartoi. That the shechita of the mother does render the fetus permissible, even if it's a full-term fetus, provided it hasn't yet walked on the ground. But once it steps on the ground, then it looks like an animal like any other animal. So midrabanon, it still requires shechita. So if you're going to make some chochma with a ben pakua, you've got to catch it before it goes on the ground. Or at least before it walks on the ground. Rabbi Shimon Shuzuri Yomer Afida Ben Shimon Shonim Bechirish Basada Shchitas Imay Metahartoi. Even if it's 8 years old, and it's ploughing of the in the field, the slaughtering of its mother has rendered it permissible. So in other words, he doesn't hold of this idea once it's stepped on the ground, which makes this very dramatic result that even if it's years old, not Dafka years, even if it's years old, it doesn't require shechita. Svuta. Kara'a, if the mother animal died by herself and she was cut open or torn open to remove the fetus, or motza boy ben tisha chai, toin shechita, then we do agree. Even the Chachomim agree that she needs shechita. Even Rav Shimon Shazuri agrees here that she needs shechita. The fetus is only permitted with the shechita of the mother, but the mother wasn't shechted. So if it's a ben tisha chai, she can be shechted. Mishnah 6. Vahima shenechtuchu ragaleha min harkuva lamata. If the hind legs of the animal were severed below the joint, there are actually 3 points to the animal's leg, three bones. The one near the foot, the mid bone, and the top bone. I could give you the more. The tarsus, the tibia, and the patella.
Well, the patella is the kneecap.
You're absolutely right. I'm just checking. The tibia, and the top one is called the femur. Good man.
Yep.
And the bottom bone, after the hoof that is called the cannon bone, or the metatarsus.
Metatarsus.
Yeah. Then the tibia, and then the femur. Anyway, we're talking here about the metatarsus, I think it's called. Mearkuva lamato, pesulo. Kshera. Menakuva lamata kshera. Menakuva lamala psula. If the bone is broken on the bottom part of the leg, it is still fit. But if it's the top part or higher part, then it is trefa. Vechein shenitl somas agidin. Even if that middle bone has not been removed, but only the sinews have been removed. There are many sinews which come down the leg and converge around the point in the back of that middle bone. If they have been removed, that is another trephus. In a fowl, there are 16 white sinews. And if the greater part of even one of them is cut, the bird is trepha. And that's why you may have heard that particularly with battery chickens, there are a lot of problems with what's called tsumas agidin. And it's a very common problem, and commonly, in most good shechitas, the tumas agitin is actually checked on every single chicken. Done checking different ways, but because the tumas agitin, as the Mishnah records here, can be a problem. Nishbar ha'etzem, if the bone was completely broken, but the leg was not severed, referring to this bottom bone, where we said a break does not make a trefa. Imrov habosa kayom shchitasa mataharatoi. Although it's broken, but if the greater part of the flesh remains around it, then shchitasa mataharatoi, the lower part of the leg, is still kosher with the shchita. When you shecht it, the leg, which is barely attached to it, but it's still covered with flesh and skin, is also mutter. But if it's dangling, a dangling limb, it's only attached by less than the majority of the flesh going around and the bone is completely broken, then that part of the leg is still forbidden. If you shechted an animal and you found the amniotic sac within it, that's the sac which contains the fetus. Nefesh ha'yofa techleno. That means one who is not fastidious or not squeamish. He can eat it. Although actually, it does not become tomei tumas oichlim, because it's not considered to be a foodstuff. It's considered to be mere body waste. And neither will it become tomei tumas nevelos if the animal died without shechita, and the animal therefore is a nevela, but the amniotic sac found within its womb is not considered to be part, not considered to be the meat of the animal, the food of the animal, and therefore it's not tomei as a nevela. Chishuv alav matam tumas eicholin. If he made it into a food, he got a top chef, and with a bit of spices, salt and pepper, makes it into a fine dish, and he considers it to be a proper food, then it will be mekabel tumas eichlin, but it'll not be mekabel tumas nevelos, avalo tumas nevelos, because it's never deemed as meat. Maybe it's made into some kind of food, but it's not meat of the animal.
This is just the amniotic sac itself, not the contents.
Yes, there's no contents. I don't know why the animal's been born already. Shilio sheyotza miktsasa. If part of this amniotic sac came out before shechita, asur ba'achila, because as we know, shechita is only mate what's inside the animal, not what's outside the animal. Well, he brings here, even if only a small part of the amniotic sac came out, we feel that the small part may have contained the dissolved fetus's head, which gives the entire fetus the status of having been born. And therefore the remainder of the sac in the womb would also be regarded as having been already outside the womb and is not permitted with the shechita. Simon Vlad Be'isha, the Simon Vlad Be'behema. Even if there's no fetus visible in the sac, we attribute it to having been dissolved, and a woman would be rendered tomei tumas leida, even if you only see the sack and you don't find any actual fetus. If it's an animal giving birth to its first offspring, and it aborted a sack, he can still throw it to the dogs. Why do we not say it's got kedushas bechar? The liquid within the amniotic sac is some dissolved bechar. It's got kedushas bechar. And the answer is because we go after the majority. There's a 50-50% chance, only 50-50 that it's a male. If it's a female, it doesn't have kedushas bechar of it. And secondly, there's a possibility that the fetus was so deformed, that's presumably assuming, I mean, seems to have dissolved, yeah, that therefore it doesn't have sanctity as a bechor. Ubamukdashim tikover. But if we have this amniotic sac without a fetus from an animal which is kogshim, then it has to be buried because you can't make the suffix. Maybe it was a female, because both male and female offspring of kogshim are themselves sanctified. You may not bury this sack at a crossroads, nor hang it on a tree, because these were superstitious practices practiced by the Emoirim who dwelt in Eretz Yisrael, about which we say, you may not follow their idolatrous and superstitious ways.
I think we're holding at that point for now.
Oh, are we? 5 minutes.